Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster of life with a little dose of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of real-world practicality. Today, we're diving into something that plagues almost every single one of us at some point. Procrastination. Ever felt like your to-do list is growing faster than your ability to tackle it? You know that feeling when you stare blankly at your computer screen, knowing there is a mountain of work waiting, but somehow the laundry seems way more appealing. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? The Stoics had some pretty brilliant strategies for dealing with this pesky habit. And trust me, these aren't your grandma's time management tips. These are timeless principles that can actually rewire your brain and help you become a productivity powerhouse. So get ready to ditch the guilt trips and embrace a whole new way of approaching those daunting tasks. Let's break down 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you conquer procrastination once and for all. First up, focus on what's within your control. The Stoics were masters of distinguishing between things they could actually influence and those they couldn't. Procrastination often stems from fixating on the what-ifs, the unknowns, and the potential obstacles. Instead, shift your focus to the present moment and the actions you can take right now. What's one small step you can take towards that task? Even just opening the document or making a simple outline can create momentum. Second, embrace negative visualization. Now, before you start picturing gloomy doom and gloom, hear me out. Negative visualization, in Stoic terms, is about acknowledging potential setbacks and challenges before they happen. This doesn't mean dwelling on worst-case scenario. It's more about preparing mentally for obstacles so that they don't completely derail you when they arise. You know that saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Well, negative visualization is like pre-planning your response to those potential roadblocks. Third, practice mindful action. Procrastination often hides behind distraction, scrolling through social media, binge-watching shows, or even getting caught up in seemingly harmless tasks. The Stoics emphasize living in the present moment and fully engaging with what you're doing. When you find yourself procrastinating, gently redirect your attention back to the task at hand. Be intentional with your actions and focus on the feeling of accomplishment that comes from completing a task. Next up, remember your purpose. What are your values? What truly matters to you? Keeping your bigger goals in mind can help fuel your motivation when faced with procrastination. Think about how completing this task aligns with your overall aspirations. It's like saying, this isn't just a chore, it's a step towards something bigger and more meaningful. Finally, be kind to yourself. Procrastination is a common human experience, not a character flaw. When you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. The Stoics believed in continuous self-improvement, so focus on progress, not perfection. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. You know it's important, but the thought of researching, crafting slides, and practicing feels overwhelming. So, you find yourself scrolling through social media or reorganizing your sock drawer or anything to avoid the task at hand. Sound familiar? This is where those Stoic strategies come in. Instead of letting fear and overwhelm take over, you could remind yourself that you can control how you spend your time right now. Even just dedicating 15 minutes to brainstorming ideas can create momentum. You can visualize potential challenges like technical difficulties or stage fright and prepare solutions beforehand. And remember, this presentation isn't just about delivering information, it's an opportunity to share your knowledge and make a difference. So, ditch the procrastination trap and embrace the power of Stoic principles. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Focus on what you can control, practice negative visualization, embrace mindful action, keep your purpose in mind, and be kind to yourself. These aren't just words, they are tools that can transform your relationship with work, with time, and ultimately, with yourself. Ready to build that Stoic core and conquer your to-do list? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom. And don't forget to leave a review, it helps other listeners discover the power of Stoicism in their own lives. Until next time, keep striving for strength, resilience, and balance.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.